98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
Right now, we've got your chance to get your hands on a 98FM trolley key right off the back of the news that 93% of us still do our grocery shopping in-store and not online. So we'd love to send you a trolley key this morning. If you send us your little win in a WhatsApp voice note, 0877 98 98 98, your little win can be anything, whatever that means to you. Rebecca, what's your little win?
My little win is that yesterday afternoon, I passed my driving test! Guys, yesterday afternoon I sat my driving test for the first time. When I left the test centre, it started raining torrential rain.
Oh my God!
And I was like, oh no, I'm not going to do it. And I could not believe it, but I passed it for the first time.
Oh my God!
Right, it was my first time doing it and I passed it. Thank you so much. I'm so thrilled. It's such a relief. And I just cannot believe it. I cannot believe it.
Oh my God, congratulations.
Thank you so much. I've been flat out practicing the last couple of weeks. The reversing around the corner, lads. Oh!
This is the best. Oh my God, I can't wait to be a passenger princess.
So I've retired from a passenger princess. Yeah. I think I'll always be a bit of a passenger
I'll
princess.
I'll do the music and maps. Oh my God, go you. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I just want to say a huge thank you to Philip, my instructor. I've been with him the last year or so. Philip from Airport Driving School. Such a support, so helpful, so encouraging, so patient, and just a lovely person.
This is amazing.
This isn't an ad. I paid for all my lessons, but I just want to give Philip a shout out because I know he listens to the show.
Good man, Philip. Good morning.
And Philip was just such a great help to me. And you know what I did to celebrate?
Yeah, what?
I went to the McDonald's drive-thru in Nutgrove.
Oh, did you drive in?
Yeah. I got a McPlant. And then I parked in the car park and ate the McPlant.
Excellent.
My little win, which is a big win for me this morning.
That's
huge. A big win for everyone in my life who have given me 20 plus years of lifts. I texted a few friends yesterday saying, I owe you a lift. Yeah. And I didn't want to tell you until we were live on the radio.
Amazing.
So funny. I was like, I hope someone doesn't spoil it.
Sorry, how did you fit that in yesterday? We had a very busy day.
Don't even ask.
How did you fit
I don't know. It's very busy at the moment.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
An LED face mask.
A night out bowling.
And a chimenea.
98 FM.
All these weeks in, I'm still not entirely sure what a chimenea is, but you could win one if you manage to say the same three words as either Rebecca or myself this morning. To play Matchy Matchy, you just send one of us to a soundproof booth. And you could win yourself this haul of prizes as presented by AI, Rebecca and Brendan.
There's no crisis with these Matchy Matchy prizes.
With a 100 euro laundry voucher.
A 100 euro takeaway voucher.
Matchy Matchy Stanley Cups.
A karaoke machine.
A pedicure.
A chimenea.
A dartboard.
An LED face mask.
Go bowling. Go axe throwing.
Ooh. Win a new coffee machine. Served up in these new Matchy Matchy Espresso Cups.
Win. With Matchy Matchy.
Oh, they sound great together this morning.
They're in flying form for Friday.
We have the fabulous Carol in Whitehall playing Matchy Matchy this morning. Carol, happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Morning.
Good morning, Carol. You're busy on the school run this morning. Who have you got with you?
I've got Saoirse and Rian with me in the car.
Very good. And what are you guys up to for the weekend?
Well, obviously sports activities and all that show for them there. And then we have Saoirse's birthday party tomorrow.
Ah, brilliant.
Very good. What are you doing for the birthday party?
We're going bowling.
Bowling.
Oh, yeah. Well, our night out bowling voucher could come in very handy for you.
It would, actually.
Are there many people going bowling, Carol?
13, 12-year-olds.
13, 12. Carol, fair play to you.
I'll have to the mess.
Already.
Brilliant. Carol, who would you like to play Matchy Matchy with this morning?
I think we're going to go with Brendan.
Okay.
Brendan's
Thank you,
off
Carol.
To
I'm
the
off
booth.
To the soundproof.
See you in a moment, Brendan. Take care now. Enjoy that journey. Okay, Carol, Saoirse and Rian, let's try and get a Matchy Matchy this morning for the first time in months.
Okay, no pressure.
No pressure. Your first word is easy.
Easy?
Yeah, easy.
Easy living.
Easy living. Your second word, power.
Power bank.
Power bank. And your third word, ice.
Cream.
Ice cream. After easy, you've gone with living. After power, you said bank. And after ice, you said scream. Or cream,
cream.
I should say.
Cream.
Sorry, me not reading my own handwriting. Ice cream. Yes.
Yeah.
We all scream for ice cream. Are you happy to lock in those three words, Carol?
Yeah. Yeah.
I love it. So decisive. Locking in those words. And welcoming Brendan back into studio. Someone fetch that man. Hiya, Pet.
I'm back.
How was everything in there?
Really good, yeah. There was actually just nothing going on today. Sorry.
You weren't in there for long, in
no,
fairness.
No, no, no.
Okay, Brendan, your first word this Friday morning in Matchy Matchy is easy.
There's too many options. I'm going to say easy living.
Easy living. Oh. Your second word, power.
Sorry, it's all retail this morning. Power City is the first thing that comes to mind.
Power City. And Brendan, your third word.
Brand.
Ice.
Cube.
Ice cube. Brendan, have you got a matchy matchy this morning with Carol in Whitehall?
No.
There were loads of options for those words this morning. You both did say easy living, which was gas. I was thinking maybe easy single. Is that the cheese?
Power
bank, Carol went
Power bank.
You
very
went
good.
Power City. Then ice cream, and you said ice cube.
Ice cube. Carol, sorry we didn't do it this morning.
No, not to worry.
Enjoy the bowling with 13, 12-year-olds tomorrow. Hope you have a fabulous weekend.
We'll
we're sending you a 98
FM
goodie bag.
Cheers, Carol.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Brendan's Big. 98FM.
Well, Brendan, you're going to be chatting about a strange wedding guest.
Yeah, I am. That's on the way. First, though, somebody phoned Davina Devine because I think she might be able to beat this one. A man in Spain has just claimed the world record for running backwards in heels.
Ooh.
I remember being in college at some stage and we were on a night out and one of the girls was like, I can't walk in these anymore. I was like, here, have my runners. And I just pushed the heels on to I couldn't stand on the spot. Never mind take one step, right?
Do you ever see people on a night out dancing away in heels or like you watch Strictly or whatever?
I don't know how you do it.
It's a skill.
It really is a talent. So this fellow's name is Christian Roberto Lopez Rodriguez. Sounds like a character from a very over-the-top, you know, Spanish soap.
Yeah.
You know, daytime soap.
It's a glam name.
It is. Anyway, Christian, he needed to run 100 metres in 20 seconds or less to beat the record, right? The rules stated that the heels needed to be at least 2.776 inches high.
That's not that tall.
Not that high.
Yeah.
And the tip
Me
of the
six
heel...
inch heels.
Yeah, the tip of the heel could be no wider than half an inch.
Right.
I'll play you some of his video now. Yeah. That's him running backwards in the heels, right? So
I love the music.
The music all over it. He's wearing a blue heel, which I would describe as the colour of Marge Simpson's hair.
Yeah.
Paired with the blue
cerulean
sock.
Blue.
Cerulean blue. I would describe the heels as maybe a fraction above a kitten heel.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah.
Now, Christian Roberto Lopez Rodriguez, he has some pair of legs on him, honestly.
The muscles, I'd imagine.
And he did it in his stride. He broke the world record in 16 and a half seconds. Now, the proud owner of the title of the fastest backwards runner in a pair of heels.
Congratulations.
I mean, why not? Up next this morning. A couple who spotted a complete stranger at their wedding vows when they got their photos back has finally identified him 4 years later.
4 years it took.
Yeah. So Michelle and John Wiley, they tied the knot in England in 2021, surrounded by their closest family and friends, or so they thought. So when they got their wedding photos a couple of months after they got married, they noticed a random man standing like quite close to where they got married, like at the top of the room.
Yeah.
So they were like, maybe it's an uncle or a second cousin or someone that like, we hadn't met that like one of our parents had invited.
I'd immediately think, is it someone who just happens to work in the hotel?
Right. So they got there, right? So when they asked around, nobody in the family knew who this man was. So then they were like, maybe like that.
Yeah.
Working in the hotel, maybe helping the celebrant.
Or dresses up a bit to blend in. Like the videographer at my wedding wore a suit and you wouldn't have noticed.
I didn't notice.
And say with the photographer
very
was wearing
good.
A dress. They looked like guests.
Yes.
They're clever.
Yeah. So they contacted the hotel. They were like, no, doesn't work here. Celebrant, no, not with me. Tried endless Facebook groups. And they almost gave up and they decided to hire an internet sleuth. Content creator Dazza eventually tracked down the mystery guest. So a fellow named Andrew Hillhouse, right?
Yeah.
He was supposed to be at another wedding just up the road.
Okay.
But Andrew was running very late. And also Andrew's partner had given him the wrong venue name.
Oh, poor so, Andrew.
So Andrew's partner was bridesman at the other correct wedding.
Okay.
But had just got confused and given his fella the wrong name of the venue.
Yes.
So anyway, when Andrew got there, he was like, I was committed at that point. He's like, you can't walk out of a wedding that's like just happening. And he only realised when the bride walked up the aisle that
it
he was like, this
wrong
is the
bride.
Wrong place. He's also 6 foot two. So he's like, I was just sticking out like a sore thumb. So the vows were done. He nicked a can of Coke and legged it and went to the correct wedding. Since then, him and the bride have met up in real life. So now
they're friends.
Now they're actually friends.
I was at one of my friend's weddings last year and it was in a hotel and obviously there were other guests staying in the hotel at the time.
Yeah.
And we were all living it up on the dance floor. I was singing Hilary Duff, This Is What Dreams Are Made Of. Turned to my left and I said, I don't recognise that person being in the wedding from earlier. Yeah. And they're not wearing an outfit really that you'd wear to a wedding. They're wearing jeans and a nice top.
Yeah.
Someone crashed the wedding.
Oh, have you ever crashed a wedding?
No, I have not.
No, neither
I've
have
to go
I.
to enough of them, Brendan.
I think my mom has. That is Brendan's bit.
Thank you so much.
Get up. 98 FM Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.